What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Jason Grilley, former Bucco closer, joins us now on that Fan Hotline. Jason, thank you so much for spending time with us today. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Drinking the second cup of coffee, getting the day started. How you doing, man?
Oh, we are doing great. Big time series this weekend, the Bucks and the Phils. I wanted to start you off, though. You were a first round pick. You were the fourth overall pick going back to 1997. What do you think about Paul Skenes a year removed from being the number one overall pick and what he's been able to accomplish so far, Jason? Like, you have to see that, knowing that you were such a highly touted guy, how hard it is, how long it takes to get up to that level. And this dude's come in and done it in 11 starts.
Man, he's a freak show. How lucky are we in Pittsburgh to have that right in our backyard, man? If he doesn't pack a house, I don't know who will. But yeah, it's awesome to see that a player can have that much influence. You know, as much as we're going to enjoy watching him grow in the game, and he's just starting out. There's no telling what he's going to accomplish. Like, he should have 2 no hitters under his belt already, which is sick. And yeah, you know, I was a first round pick, but I wasn't a first round pick like that. That's a whole different level. He's already in an elite status. He's doing some things. And like I said, there's a long track record, hopefully, to go to watch. If you play long enough, you're going to have some nicks and scratches and bruises. At some point, you know, he may have something and everybody's going to freak out, and we'll talk about that. But they'll put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They do that all the time for every player that plays and plays a long time. But, yeah, Paul Skenes is very special, and I hope that Pittsburgh does the Pirates do the right thing and keep this guy in that black and gold for as long as possible, because I think other players will want to come. I think he's going to be the kind of player that attracts and you build a team and a pitching staff around, which is, like I said, there's some good arms there already. And if we get into a playoff run, which is, you know, second half, here we go, we're talking about that too. I think that, you know, obviously who's going to get the ball first? I mean, who would you want to have the ball in game one?
No doubt. Jason, you just said the Pirates did right, but did they do right by starting him in the minor leagues? Do you think that Paul Skenes was capable and should have the Pirates of just started him in the majors from the jump?
I don't think so, in a sense. I think, you know, was he able to be? Probably. I mean, we can make that argument. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. I just think that, you know, there is a lot of business that goes into you know, what goes on with players. So some of that is factored into it. Obviously, his ability is superb enough to be there. I was more upset for the kid. You know, if I had a no-hit bid going on, especially into the seventh inning, and I got 6 more outs to get, you're going to have to rip me off the damn mound. I don't care if I was going to be in the All-Star game or not, because that's history, man. And, you know, if you're in out there, I remember guys back in the day saying, hey, you know, maybe your second, maybe your next start, maybe we'll throw you 5 or 6 and just give you kind of a blow and back. But give the kid a shot, man. I don't understand that at all. Because, like I said, that's one thing And I'm sure he was pissed deep down inside. But being, you know, a younger guy and not having the voice maybe he should have, I would have been like, you're going to have to move my ass off the mound because I'm throwing this no-hitter today.
So you think that they did wrong by him in that moment, but you just mentioned like his demeanor. He seems to kind of he is the ultimate competitor. He just seems like he's only focused on baseball. Like just hearing him talk at the red carpet, things of that nature. But would you have liked to see a little bit more out of Skeens to where when Shelton's having that conversation with him in the dugout, maybe he emotes a little bit more and pushes back?
Well, that's what I guess, you know, that comes with time and experience. I mean, the kid's a young kid. I think he's being very coachable, respectful, even still, you know, figuring out some things to not be what would be considered, you know, controversial. But the kid definitely will have that say as time goes on. But like I said, there's been many of times, even when I remember when Ian Snell was throwing a no-hitter and they pulled him, back in, you know, I forget what year that was. Anytime, and you know, the pitch counts, we're so focused on numbers that way. And, you know, what if he throws another 20 pitches? Well, the kid's an ox, man. We're trained to do that. And back in, you know, my era, it was one of those things where guys would throw. You try to throw complete games if you got something going on there, you know. And that's why you have these frontline starters to carry the workload, because you can't overtax a bullpen, especially when you're going into a playoff situation. It's a big balance, you know. It's balancing that pitching staff, and that's where managers, and now I guess would say front office, has to really take note on how to balance that, because that's what carries you through and a chance to win. We're not out to just win a wild card or make a wild card. If you have a chance to win, then go and play and win, and take that attitude. Like, we're going to win. Every year in spring training, and you sit there and go, do we have a World Series team? Like, it's a cute story. Nobody wants to have a cute story. I don't think Pittsburgh's ready for another cute story. Like, oh, we made the wild card. No, we want to go deeper into the playoffs, and 1979's been hanging up there far too long. This city is ready to win. I said, that's why you bring in and you draft guys like Paul Skeens, and you bring people in that are going to be difference makers, and he's a difference maker. That's just one. And I know from playing here as a free agent, I wanted to stay here. There's other players besides me. It's not about that. It's they want to come and play here. But, you know, I think the organization has to really say, hey, man, how do we build a winning team? This city deserves that, and I'm a fan like everybody else. So if I'm outspoken about it, I just, like I said, I can't tell anybody how to spend their money. Nobody tells me how to spend mine. But I know that's what it takes to compete with what's out there and to make a good run. And I hope to God that starts changing and starts with a guy with Paul Skeens at the front of that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jason Grilley, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. So you got here in 2011, and really, Jason, as a 33-year-old now Pirates fan, that 2011 team was like the best team I had ever watched, and it didn't go so great in the second half. similar thing happened in 2012. You talk about like a cute story. Well, we all know what happened in 2013. When did you know, okay, we can flip it from the team that kind of collapsed in 11 and 12 to knowing, okay, we got the real thing. We got a shot at this now.
Well, you know, I think it's always like when you keep the band together, you can play long on. You know, everybody knows I'm a Pearl Jam fan. And they've played for, you know, a couple of decades here. You know, when you have a good thing, you don't keep rebuilding it or rechanging it. And, you know, we're in rebuild. It's like that's a horrible word to me in the sense that I go, well, are we here to win? Or are we here to just, you know, be a 4A team, or are we going to try to win? There's always that feeling where I say, you know, yeah, as players, the players are, certainly they're out there busting their guts out and giving their all for each other and for the city and for themselves to say, hey, you know, there's five steps a player wants. You know, they want to get drafted, they want to make it to the big leagues and make a big league debut, they want to be an everyday player, they want to be an all-star and sign a multi-year deal. And the ultimate thing is to get that championship ring and be a winner, you know. So there's all those steps in between to get to the winning, but you got to get the right chemistry and the right group and the right mix to go in there. And, you know, I'm dying for it just as much as everybody else is, man. 79's been up there quite a while. And, you know, it's almost painful to say, hey, let's go. Yeah, we've had some wild card teams and some good runs. And it's amazing teams. I mean, that was a year I'll never forget, just because we were so united, and I know how much the city loved that and what they needed. I mean, people were in tears, you know, just to see and witness that. So I hope we can bring that back, but go well deeper into seeing where this is all changing for the better.
Well, Jason, you know, looking at this team, in your opinion, what do they need? What do they need to take them over the top and make them competitive and make them legit? Like, if you were the GM right now, if you were Charrington right now, what would you add? What would you add to this team?
Well, you know, run production's always good, because, you know, I remember when we had to defend a lot of one-run leads. I can't remember what it was, but it was astronomical back in the day. And our bullpen was pretty good at it. I think it was like somewhere around 59, 61, somewhere in there, games. And I said, you know, when you break down a season, you want to be around that 500 mark, right? You go, so you get 50 games, 50 wins, 50 losses. What do you do with that 100 games? What do you do with those other 62 games? Right, so sometimes the offense is going to carry, and when the pitching staff is having a bad day, and vice versa. Some days the offense isn't going to score enough runs. But I can tell you what, it's much less stressful for a team when you sit there and go, oh, we need a, you know, bullpen. Well, how many one-run leads do you have to defend? Like, everybody's got to do their part and manufacture runs. You know, in today's game, you know, sometimes people fall victim to, you know, the sexiness of what we talk about, and everybody's job's velocity, whether it's exit velocity or we're throwing 100 miles an hour. I go, but your job is to win a ball game and manufacture. So, you know, what do we need? I don't know. Just maybe a couple pieces. We're coming up on the trade deadline. It'll be interesting to see what they got. They're right at that benchmark of around 500 to break. And, you know, coming into, like you said, this Philly series, the Phillies are always got a good team. It's a team that comes out of pocket, and they're a force to be reckoned with. So, you know, you have to go through teams like that to see what kind of team you got.
Jason, this was awesome, man. We love having you on. We'd love to have you on more often. Thank you so much, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again here soon.
Yes, appreciate it, guys. You have a great day.
You
love
too.
You, Pittsburgh.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
Guy. What a guy.
He's awesome.
Text line exploding.
Awesome.
People love the Jason Grilley, the grilled cheese man.
You could feel, like, legitimately feel the passion he has.
Yes.
The way he's talking, he's going to be on, and he said, he's like, listen, I'm be outspoken about it. I care. He said, I cared as a player whenever I was playing. I care as a former player, as a former Pirate, and I also care as a fan. So he's hitting every single benchmark and every single kind of angle that Pirates fans and even former players like Neil Walker and John Wehner are feeling as well. You could just feel it in his voice of, you know, I didn't take any of that negatively. I took it as like, hey, you have a chance right
kicking
now.
The rear end.
Let's go.
Yes.
Like, let's go. We can do this.
And he knows what it looks like when this town falls in love with a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talked to him the last time, he talked about that chapter and verse.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.